Hey guys, welcome back to Ag Girl Talk with EG. Today I'm going to be interviewing Mr. Chip Blanton, who is a former high school ag teacher. So, Mr. Blanton, can you start by telling us a little about yourself and what you do?
Okay, I'm a program improvement specialist with the Alabama FFA Foundation. I've been doing that for 12 years now. I taught ag here for 37 years. And just have turned 73 years old, and so I'm an old person.
Not that old, not too bad. Can you share a fun or surprising fact about yourself that most people don't know?
Most people probably don't know that I've been involved in ag education for 50 years through teaching and doing a program improvement specialist.
I didn't know that either. So what made you want to become involved in FFA?
I was not in FFA in high school. I wasn't from a farm family, and back then, in the 60s and 70s, my parents just didn't encourage me to be involved in FFA. I think that was a major mistake because I was always interested in agriculture. I had family members who farmed, and I enjoyed going to their place and helping out and doing things. But I did not get involved, and I've always wished I had because I think it was I think it's a great organization, obviously, or I wouldn't have been doing it for 50 years.
So, since they wouldn't let you get involved, what like inspired you to eventually get involved into it?
We had family friends who were involved in extension service, and one night we ate supper with them and the ag teacher from Fort Payne at that time, Mr. Elroy Roch, and we talked. I was a senior at that time, but I thought, man, I wish I had been involved in that. I wish I had really gotten involved. I think I would have enjoyed that. And he talked to me a little bit, and then I went to Auburn, and I was actually going to be a marine biologist or a wildlife biologist when I went to Auburn. And our friend offered me a job with extension back when, a long time ago, when they took DDT off the market and put in some other chemicals to spray for bugs in cotton and soybeans that were very dangerous. So we went around and talked to farmers and got involved with them about how dangerous these chemicals were and what the problems would be if they even got in the field within just a short time after they were sprayed, it could kill you. And so we got involved there, and I got more interested in agriculture, and I started talking to some more people around who were involved in agriculture, and I just decided that's what I want to do.
That is really inspiring. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, I guess since I've just grown up, or not really grown up, but like started into ag classes, just I wouldn't be able to like process or think that like if I weren't in ag classes, then I would just like automatically start and have an ag career. What FFA activities or events have you participated in, and what did you learn from them?
I've been in just about all of them. Floriculture, nursery landscape, livestock judging. We did some ag mechanics. I wasn't as involved in the ag mechanics part as that or the other. I've always wished I had taken a more of an active role in land judging. When I was in school, I loved soils. That was my favorite class at Auburn. I took soils, and then I took advanced soils, but I never got involved in the land judging. I guess it was sort of the competition part of it. I didn't want to get beat, and I knew I wasn't as good as – there were some teachers in DeKalb County at that time that were just really, really good land judging.
Yeah.
And I thought, why come in third? You know.
Yes. What are some of your favorite FFA memories from your time as a member teaching and with the foundation?
Gosh, with the foundation, one of my favorite memories has just been this past year when so many people were talking to me about being in 50 years. This has been a great year. A lot of different things. I'm at National Convention this year. I'm going to receive the VIP award on stage at National Convention. This past couple of weeks has really been kind of mind-boggling because it's been so many people have congratulated me on getting that award. And I love interviewing the American Star candidates from, those kids are just so interesting. We had interviews last week, and it's just amazing. Of course, they're in college, been out of high school for at least 1 year, that those kids are very mature and very, most of them have a really good business that they're doing. My favorite high school memories, I guess, go back to Farm Safety Day. I know y'all were about to have a Farm Safety Day. Those days that we started those here in the 90s, those were great memories. We had like 20 Farm Safety Days. I always looked forward to doing those. One of the things I remember about spring when I was teaching was looking forward to seeing how we did on National Chapter Award and proficiencies. I wanted to get that letter and see how we did.
That's always exciting. Mm-hmm. I love Farm Safety Day. It's so like hands-on, especially with everybody, and there's always something that somebody could find that they would enjoy about it. What inspired you to become a teacher?
I guess working with the Extension Service that summer, they did a lot of 4-H work, and I went along with those guys when they did that, and I just kind of showed up. They didn't ask me to come. I just enjoyed the kids and enjoyed what we were doing, and that sort of made me think, hey, I want to be a teacher. But I guess my real inspiration came from doing my practice teaching. And I did my practice teaching at Crossville under Raymond Hamilton, and it was a very he was a great teacher, and that made me decide, hey, this is what I want to do right here.
Did you enjoy teaching?
I loved it. I loved it. I still think every once in a while I'll see something and think, oh, we could do that. You're retired, can't do that.
So do you miss it a lot?
I do. I miss the kids because I loved working with the kids. I miss the competition, and I miss the other teachers, the other ag teachers in the county and across the state.
Mm-hmm.
But I still get to see a lot of them. So in this
Yeah, that's good. What is the most significant challenge you faced teaching, and how did you overcome it?
Wow, that's a toughie. I guess the National Chapter Award was the most significant challenge. We went several years and had never done one, and then we decided that, hey, we need to get involved. I had a great group of officers that year, and we need to get involved, and we just researched it and talked to some people and tried to figure out what to do. And I actually ended up finishing in the top five that year and never came out of the top five after that from that day till the time we retired.
That is good. So what is the most rewarding part of seeing your students succeed in FFA?
Oh, I love seeing these kids succeed. The ones that become ag teachers and the ones that become doctors and veterinarians, and it's just they still talk to you. They still, when you come around, somebody asked the other day how I knew so many people. I said, heck, I taught 37 years, and there was about 150 kids to a class, so mm-hmm. You run through a lot of people.
If you could give one piece of advice to someone considering a career as an agriculture teacher, what would it be?
You better like kids. And so if you don't like kids, don't get in it, because that's the name of the game.
Mm-hmm. I bet it was a struggle, especially teaching high schoolers and the boys, too. They're crazy.
Sometimes it was a struggle.
Mm-hmm. What's the most unexpected lesson you've picked up in your career?
That I could do this job that I'm doing now. Mm-hmm. That's because I do mostly the award applications, and that I could figure out ag economics, and that I could do computer work that helps train some of the other specialists, and that I could actually go through all these ag economics problems and make them work and understand it. That's kind of been surprising.
I feel like that would be so confusing. I would go to do that and be like, what in the world am I doing? I'd be afraid I'd mess it up.
You can't mess it up. Nothing you could do that we can't fix.
If you had unlimited resources, what's one project you would tackle right away?
Like a school project or a personal project?
Either one.
I guess if I had unlimited resources, I'd buy a new truck. I had a 1978 Ford pickup, so if I had unlimited resources, that'd be my first project, and then I would. I think I would probably build a greenhouse.
Ooh, that would be fun. Mm-hmm. Do you like to grow plants?
I do. I really enjoy it.
How would you describe the importance of agriculture education to someone who's not involved in it?
It's family. And that's the biggest thing. There's a place for everybody to succeed in ag education. And I think that's what I missed most in my high school career is I needed that. I was not a good student. I was not from a farm background, but I think I could have gotten involved and found a place, and I miss that a lot. I think that's the biggest thing is there's a place for everybody to succeed.
If you could have been involved in ag ed, like what do you think you would have done?
I think I would have enjoyed the ag mechanics part of it. Mm-hmm. A lot. When I was teaching, I loved the livestock part of it. I really, really got involved in livestock. But by then, I had married and lived on the farm, so it was a different. Mm-hmm. I looked at things a little different.
How do you envision agriculture classes and FFA evolving over the next 5 years?
I think it's going to get more technical as we go along. There's going to be more. We've already seen with the AET. Record book on computers and all the things that we do. I think it's going to get more technical and more involved in that area.
Yeah, I definitely feel like technology is coming in and it's like taking over some of the things that we do, especially like in farming. Like there's so many things that are coming in and it's changing and everything's just changing.
Your young people are using drones to scout their crops and there's all the tractors can drive themselves and put out fertilizer at the places that need mm-hmm. it. It's really.
I feel like that's crazy too.
Yeah, it is. You know, they don't even have to have a driver. I mean, they just program it and off they go.
What do you believe is the biggest misconception about agriculture today and how can FFA members help to address it?
And just like we were talking about, I think the biggest misconception is that anybody can farm. And farmers are scientists and they're weathermen and their farmer has to be really, really smart these days to make it. Mm-hmm. And they have to be very diversified and they have to be willing to take risk. It's a very difficult job. But it's one that I think most people don't understand.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it does take a lot of researching. Like, you can't just go out and be like, hey, I'm going to be a farmer one day.
Yeah.
You'd actually have to research and have that, like, knowledge prior. What advice would you give to a student who is struggling to find their place or passion in school?
I would say get involved. You have kids in ag classes that don't get involved, and then you have those kids that go in with both feet. And I know sometimes we would get kids who had maybe dropped out of sports, or maybe they had done something else, and they just stuck them down here. And some of them got really involved and became great FFA members and assets to the chapter and to the community. And I think get involved in something. I know my boys they were in FFA and got involved and end up with an American degree, and both of them, and one of them told me one time, he said, you know, I would have liked to run for state office, but he's playing football and baseball, and he said, you know, I just didn't have time. He said, if I hadn't been playing football, I might have run for state office. I never knew that. I mean, at the time, he didn't tell me.
How have you seen the role or impact of girls change throughout the time with FFA?
Well, girls, I remember I think 69, is that when girls first, we didn't actually get any girls coming into class until the 70s. But they really impacted the chapter because they were very organized, and we had some girls that really kind of came in and took a leadership role, and it was a great thing. Well, I'm glad that girls, of course, there's a lot of women involved in agriculture now, and you can turn on TV anytime and see women in agriculture, and when they're one of my former students owns DeKalb Animal Hospital now, and she was involved in agriculture before then. Randa Owen was one of my former students. She's deeply involved in agriculture. There's a lot of girls that are involved in agriculture, and they need to be involved in FFA as well. I'm glad it happened. I think it was great.
All righty, well, that's all I have for today. Thank you for letting me interview you.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.